Well, Lord, just bless your word. And God, thank you for it. Lord, bring life out of it. As Bracken read the gospel, Lord, set us apart. Let us be a people set apart in truth. And your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. It's one of those days, sometimes the Lord will direct me to a certain passage or something. I'll spend time there. And one of those days, today's the day he really didn't do that. I mean, I was just everywhere. I was just all over the place, you know, turning and he'd speak to me and he'd flip over, you know, and he'd speak something else. And, you know, closer to this time it gets, I'm like, all right, Lord, let's get down to what you want to say here, you know, making me a little nervous. But he likes that, see. It's kind of what I'm going to talk about today. Because he likes putting us in a position of dependency. We're always doing that, right? These are familiar verses. We hear all the time here, but I want to start kind of in an earlier scripture in 2 Corinthians 11 before the 12. And Paul's just talking about just all the things he's encountered. Well, let me read them to you. These are familiar verses to you. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A day and a night I've spent in the deep. I've been on frequent journeys and dangers from rivers and dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, with the Jews, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers from false brethren. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights, in hunger, thirst, often without food, cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there's the daily pressure on me for concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak, and who is led into sin without my intense concern? And he says in verse 30, if I have to boast, I will boast in what pertains to my weakness. But I wasn't really stuck in as much as the weakness, right? Because we just read that. So this, and that, literally that word weakness in Scripture just like it covers a plethora of, you know, from illness to all the way to physical, emotional weaknesses, right? Anything that just puts us in dependency on the Lord. But when he uses this word boast a lot, and he used it several times because we'll read it in a minute, what that word really means is this is one thing he is, if he doesn't know anything else, this is one thing that he is absolutely confident about. And that's what he means. I will boast about my weakness. And when he's saying that, and when I boast, that means, hey guys, I'm absolutely confident of this thing. That's the reason I want to talk about, he said, I'll talk about my weaknesses. Okay? Now we're going to jump into 12, which is more familiar verses to us. Because of the surpassing greatness of revelation, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave. But he said to me, again, my grace is sufficient, for my power is perfected in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast, he used that word boast again, about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I'm well content with these weaknesses, with insults, distresses, with difficulties for Christ's sake, for when I'm the weaker I am, the stronger I am. So, I really like that. The Lord just kind of putting that, you know, that, and we've heard this before, and it's really the truth in it, is I was like, Lord, it's almost like you're saying you don't really need our strengths, because our strengths would tend to make us exalt ourselves, right? What you look for is our weakness. And something about that, your power becomes perfect. I mean, his power means is not only just infused, but it comes perfected, released in your life. So Paul said, that's the one thing. You don't hear anything else, and I say, I'm paraphrasing him big time here, okay? Like, if we don't hear anything else he's saying, that's what he's, listen to this, that this thing he is very confident in, that he experienced through all of that I read, that in the weakest places I was, that's where I experienced the power of Christ in me. And that's what God is looking for, and what He's always been looking for, right? Are people who understand and know their weakness. And in that place, being confident of that thing, see, it amazes me in my own life how much I preach that I don't know. Right? I mean, we can talk about it, the power of Christ. We can talk about weakness. But until you're in weakness, and until you've had to depend on it, you'll never know it. Right? If Christ who strengthens you, and if you know the Christ who strengthens you, well, how would you know to be strengthened if you've never put in places where you needed to be strengthened? Right? It's easy to quote the scripture, right? But He doesn't want us to be that. He wants to be people of experience, where our experience is to be strengthened in the Lord. I was just reading some scriptures about that, how Paul, several times, how, you know, of course, we can do all things in Christ who continually strengthens us. Ephesians, he talks about that you may know, that you may be like infused with the power, His power. You may know and experience the resurrection power of Christ, right? But it's only in weakness where you find that. It's only in our discovery of that. He already knows it, right? So there's many things that will press us. And what I mean by pressing is the pressing of God, the wine press. And all He's pushing out of us is our self-reliance and confidence. And in that place, it squeezes out of us where we're having to look at our weakness. And where we cry out in those places, Lord, I need to experience what I've been talking about, right? I would like to, in all these places, have Your power perfected in my life like this, okay? If you haven't realized that yet, you get several opportunities a day to get another shot at this, right? As soon as you leave here, you'll have another chance to do that. In another situation, your weakness will be exposed, because the Lord wants to put in us just the same as Paul. He's no different than us. He wants you and I to be confident. If we can say anything, this is confident of one thing. I can tell you this: as in my weakness, His strength is perfect. Amen.